Okay, the Mishnah said that ein poich shel me'abo chadoshim ha'me'uborim b'shana v'lo yimiru yoyser al shmoina. The simple reading of the Mishnah is that you don't have less than 4 full months in which Rosh Chodesh will come out on day 31, which would mean the previous month was a full month, and you don't have more than 8 full months. That's the simple reading of the Mishnah. This is Machlokes HaMeroyim, how to learn the Mishnah. My loy nira yaisu al shmoina. When the Mishnah says there's no more than 8, what does it mean? Omar Avuna, loy nira lachachomim la'abel yoyser al shmoina. Now the cheshbon is very simple, that the month is never a perfect 29 days, right, the lunar month. So you always, if you just want to regulate it, you have to have a mixture of moly and chaser. So you have to have, and there's a perfect mixture would be to do 6 months and 6 months. Right? So you do 6 months moly, 6 months chaser. If you do that, so annually, you're going to catch up to the precise month that it should be, more or less. Okay? As precise as you can get. So, the Gemara now is assuming that's what we're talking about. We're talking about regulating the months. 6 and 6 would be perfect. Right? And the Chachamim never would, Rav Huna says the Chachamim never would increase more than 8 months mole, which would mean 2 months extra. 2 months beyond what would regulate the year. What would regulate the year is to do 29-30 until 6 months and 6 months. So the maximum that Chazal would go beyond that would be 2 months. That's Rav Huna's explanation. That's how he reads the Mishnah. And why is that? Maishna Tisha Deloy. Why can't they go beyond the 8 mark? Because there would be a perception problem. Deloy is as in Cain, because if that would be the case, Kodam Siara. Kodam Osi Siara Tlosa Yemi. When we talk about the Siara here, we're not just talking about any Moilet, we're talking about the Moilet of Tishrei. The Moilet of Tishrei then would come out Tlosa Yemi. 3 days prior to when you're actually being Mekadesh. Because since the year now is 3 days out of, perfect would be six months, Chaserim, and 6 months Malayim. Every month beyond that you go, you're losing. You're losing a day. So by Tishrei, you're going to be 3 days off the Moilet. So we're going to assume that the Moilet of Tishrei is going to occur 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. So everybody's going to see a new moon, they're going to see a moilet, and there's going to be no Rosh Hashanah for 3 days. So that's the problem. Says the Gemara, Hashtanami kochodim osi treyami. So if that's the case, you should have to make it perfect. If you're worried about the perception of people saying that the month is not following the moilet, and Tishrei is when people look at the moilet, so you have that problem no matter how much you go out of line. Treyami also. The Gemara says 2 is really 1. 2 can be 1. Kedomer of Meshar Shia. Kegoin Shehoisa Shonim Uberes. You have a Shonim Uberes. When you have a Shonim Uberes, that means you had an added month to the previous year, going into Rosh Hashanah. And that added month is always Chaser, according to this version. So it's 29 days. So you have 29 days. So you have another month that you're ahead of yourself, as far as the mole chaser calculation is concerned. So now I got an extra mole under my belt. So already I only increased it by 2 months, and 1 month is already under my belt because I gained that from the Iber month. So I'm really only 1 day off the moilet. 1 day is not a problem. 1 day doesn't no perception problem. Says the Gemara, Vakati chad yoima. So the Iber shana chodesh dal yarech amalia. So you only have 1 mole, because 1 mole goes ba'adi yarcha chasera. That cancels it out. So now I'm left with only 1 day. Vakati chad yoima. The Gemara says 1 day is lava dai tayu de insha. 1 day people are not maranim. The whole issue here is that people are gonna, We'll have to understand this better, but the concern is how people will look at it, the perception of it. For some reason, the whole sugya seems to be ignoring Kiddush HaChodesh. Isn't there a Kiddush HaChodesh? Whenever you see the moon, you got to be Mekadosh the month. It's not up to Bezin to decide what they want to do here. Don't they have a mitzvah to be Mekadosh al Piriyah? The whole sugya seems to be ignoring Kiddush al Piriyah. See, if our sugya would be talking about how to develop a calendar, then we understand. Because really, the calendar, the Kiddush al Piriyah, is a whole different concept. Kiddush al Piriyah, what we have today, the calendar, is a whole different method, which is also halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. It's 100% a kosher way to calculate months, but that's using a different track. It's a different system. And that system, which is using cheshbon, is not linked to the precise moilet. Of course, the cheshbon is made based on moilets, no question. But the cheshbon now is running the year through its own process. So then it makes sense. You can make a cheshbon. How many months are we ready to do? Moleh, how many months do we want to do chaser? How is it going to look? Because reality of the moon doesn't bother us. The reality of the actual sighting of the moon is not really affecting how we're deciding to be Mekadosh the month. So the problem is that our whole sugya seems to be ignoring the Kiddush HaChodesh of Al-Piriyah. Also, of course, the most simple way to get around this issue, I mean, later on Amud Beis, as we go through the sugya, we'll see, the Gemara states it clearly, that according to one opinion, there's no mitzvah of Kaddish Al-Piriyah, whatever that means. I mean, if you take it simply, it means that this shita would hold, there's no mitzvah of Kaddish Al-Piriyah. Stam, you can always use cheshbon. Even when Beis HaMikdash is kayim, you can use cheshbon. There's actually a Netziv Mivaloshin in Hamek Shaila. So could you get me a Hamek Shaila on Parshas Vayakel? There's a Hamek Shaila that brings down Rav Sadia Gaon. The Rav Sadia Gaon says that even Bizman Abayis, they used cheshbon. Cheshbon was something that was usable. Even when they had the Beis HaMikdash, they were able to be Mekadosh Al Piriyah. They still used cheshbon. Whether it was there were tkufas that they only used cheshbon, or if Sadia Gaon holds it was usable. It was usable. The Rambam clearly says that the whole idea of cheshbon is after the Beis HaMikdash. That was what the Rambam I asked you to look up. In Halacha Dalet, in Perikid Aleph, the Rambam brings down, he says the whole cheshbon of how to be Mekadosh the month is not negeya bizman hazeh. She'elu adrochim drochim rechoikim v'amukim heim. They're very difficult. He says, but who Seyda Ibur? That's the understanding of the Seyda Ibur. She'hoyu ha'chachomim ha'gedelim. The big chachomim, yoyde moysen. They knew it, they were familiar with it. The einon moysen moysen l'cholodim. They didn't give it over to everybody. Yelo l'chasmuchim u'nevoinim. He says, Avul ze'a cheshbon, she'machazvin bizman she'ein based in l'kfoya al-ariya, clearly states that cheshbon can only be used when there is no option of riya. She'onu mechashvin b'hayoyim, he says that, afilu tinoike shol beis rabban, even cheder children can understand it. Ad seifoy b'shloy shevah b'yom, they could get the depth of understanding cheshbon in 3-4 days. You see, the elementary school kids were doing a little better those days, right? In 3 or 4 days, ad soifai, not stam. He says, till the end, they knew it fully, thoroughly. So, the Rambam is borei malala, it's very clear that you can't use cheshbon, bizman that is a best. It's not usable. Yet our sugi says that you can. Now again, Rav Sadia Gaon makes it a little better, because Rav Sadia Gaon says that there is a concept of cheshbon. Well, that we'll see. That's a possibility that's posed by Reb David Soloveitchik that I asked Yalom to look up as well. That is a possible option. So, the Netziv Mivaloshin is found here in Shilta Samach Zayin, Parshas Vayakel. So he brings down from Sadia Goyen. Tafilu bizman shebeis hamikdash shayekaima yimishtamshin becheshben ha'im. They would be mechashek with cheshben, even when the Beis Hamikdash was around. So, according to this, we can learn our sugya simply, but definitely according to the Rambam, it's much more difficult. And the mashmoyis in the Mishnah is that this is normal. This is the way they operated. It's not mashmoyis that this was a yetzer dofen. This was normal. So obviously the most simplistic way to learn the sugya would be to say the whole sugya is going shaloi bizman hamikdash. So everything is going on where there was no kiddush al pi riyah. Then that would be simple. You turn the page and you go weiter. Ein hachanami. When the Beis Hamikdash was around and they had the option to be makala shal pi riyah, this whole sugya is not applicable. This Mishnah is going, the problem with that is that the whole sugya here, the whole sugya which is going back on our Mishnah, can't be talking about when they were makada shal pi cheshbin. Because of the simple reason that we know al pi cheshbin it's loy adu rosh. You can't have Rosh Hashanah on Sunday. Ever. Al pi cheshbin. Al pi riyah, most Rishonim hold that you could when you makada shal pi riyah. Because then they work out whenever the moon is, whenever they get a riyah in the moon. So they don't regulate it. If it's not regulated on cheshbin, so then you don't, Rosh Hashanah could come out any day. Yeah. So since the Mishnah gave examples where the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah came out on Sunday, it's Mukach that we're not talking about when Mekadesh Al Pi Cheshbin. And the Tashbates, I once saw Tshuva in Tashbates, that Hitaka says that our Sugi is clearly talking Bizman HaBayis. And he brings this Raya. He says, because Lo Yadu Rosh. He says, there has to be that our Sugi is talking about Bizman HaBayis, which further complicates the sheet of the Rambam, that tells us that Bizman HaBayis, they were Makadosh al Piriyah. Not only complicates the Rambam, it really complicates everybody, because it's very difficult to learn that anybody holds that they ignore Kiddush al Piriyah. There was a mitzvah in the Torah, Kazera Eva Kadesh. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to be Makadosh al Piriyah. I mean, to strengthen it even more, the Sugis and Rosh Hashanah bring down that they were Machalo Shabbos for the Edom to come to give Bezdin the option to be Mekadesh al pi riyah. Now if you're telling me that riyah is no need to ever be Mekadesh al pi riyah, so why in the world would you be Mechal Shabbos to Mekadesh al pi riyah? Just use Cheshbon. So just the mere fact that the Sugi in Rosh Hashanah says that you're Mechal Shabbos shows that there's a mitzvah, an obligatory mitzvah, to be Mekadesh al pi riyah. Okay, so anyway, this is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, it's only one day, and one day is not a big deal. Ula disagrees with Rav Huna, and he feels you could never be ma'aber 8 months. To him, you can only play with 1 month. You can never play with more than 1 month. In the Malay end, you could never add Malayim beyond 1 month. So it's only either 6 months Malay or 7 months Malay. You can never have 8 months or more mole. So that's Ula. So he says, when it talks about 8 months, it means the Chachamim would never do less than eight. Yes, Rav Shmuel. They would never be mechaser less, more than eight. Umay time mekomar. What's the reason why ain't poichsin me'aboch adoshim uborim b'shana? Why is there no less than 4 full months? Mishum, because if you would do that, then you need to compensate with the chaserim. The loy nireh lachachomim lachaser yoseh al shmoyna. Maishnotisha, the loy, why nine not? The imkain, you'll have the opposite problem. Miyatro siyarot losayim. Then you're going to be ahead of Rosh Hashanah. When you come to the moilad of Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be 3 days ahead. That means Rosh Hashanah will happen before the Moilad. Hashtanami, so now by doing 8 chaserim, also miyatra treyayim, the Moilad of Tishrei will come early. Kidom Rav Mishalshi, we give the same answer. Kigoin shehoyis Hashanah mu'beres. Hachanami, kigoin shehoyis Hashanah shelofaneh mu'beres. And that month was a chaser. The exact opposite of the last akimta of the Gemara. They added a month to the year, and that month was a month that was chaser. So now you got an extra
chaser month.
So one chaser cancels one chaser. Dal yarcha chasera b'hadi yarcha malia.
So you knock it off, so now you're only 1 month ahead of yourself.
So basically, Rosh Hashanah is going to be 1 day prior to the new Mailad. So that's not such a big deal. Akati kachad yoima,
you still have 1 day ahead.
Savri is chazer banan lo yadata. People will then say, listen, the new moon was probably sighted, and we rather didn't see it. We didn't see the new moon. That doesn't bother us. Obviously, what is the dispute here? The dispute is whether you can have an Ibur Shana be a Choser. The Sanya Kama Ibur Shana Lamed Yoim. Tanakama says that Ibur Shana is always going to be 30 days. And Rashbag is always going to be 30 days. Rashbag is a Chodesh. Rashbag says, Chodesh, a Choser. Mesvei. We're going to... What? Chodesh means chaser. Yes. Meisve. Ein atzeres chalo elo biyom hanef. Atzeres can only come, Shavuos will only come out on the yom hanef, on the day of the omer. That's obvious, because it's 50 days later. So it's always going to come out the day of the week of the korban omer. And what about Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is only chal, ein Rosh Hashanah chola, elo, oy biyom hanef. Rosh Hashanah will come out the same day that we brought the Korban Omer, or the following, oy lo ori buroi, the following day. So in other words, it will either come out on Tezayin, whatever day Tezayin Nisan was, or whatever day, or Yud Zayin is. Those are the two options. Bishloim lo ula, we understand according to Ula, that says you have Shmoina Chaserim Avdinon, Muborin Loy Avdinon, you're never going to have 8 Iber months. Mishkachach, well, you can have it, Shnayam Chaser, B'yemenev. Echad Molei V'echad Chaser, L'ori Burei. So then, if you make the calculation, it's very simple. If you do Shnayam Chaserim, then you're going to have it come out, N'yemenev, and if you do Echad Molei V'echad Chaser, it's going to come out, L'ori Burei, it'll come out on Yud Zayin. Elo L'Rav Huna, that says that Avdinon Me'uborin, that you could make Iber months, you could make Malayim. Ha'zimnin mishkachas lo'or ori burot. It could come out even more. It could come out 2 days later. Or ori burot. Which would mean actually Yudches, the day that whatever Yudches Nissen came out. He says you only don't do 8. Shiv avdinan. 7 Malayim, everybody agrees you do. Right, and therefore, zimnin the loy avdinan be susa, v'avdinan bekaita. Maybe you'll make it up. You didn't do it in the winter. You'll make it up in the summer. In which case, the summer will have the extra chaser. You didn't have the echad molei v'echad chaser in the winter, so you'll have an added chaser in the summer. And therefore, it'll come out a day later. V'avi or la'or ibura. It'll be or ibura. So anyway, the only way to say that we can make a precise calculation when Rosh Hashanah is going to come out is only if we go with some kind of rigid policy of Molei Chaser, which is the Shita of the Acherim. Elo must be Amani Acherim. The Sanyo, Acherim Oimrim, Ein Bein Atzeres LaAtzeres, Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah LaRosh Hashanah El Abo Yom Bulvad. You could never have more than 4 days between when Rosh Hashanah comes out 1 year, and Rosh Hashanah comes out the other year, v'im hoisa shana muberes, and if it was a leap year, you can have chamish, you can have an extra day. So you see, according to the Acherim, there's a precise cheshbon of molei chaser, molei chaser, molei chaser. That's the way it works. One month is full, and 1 month is chaser. Says the Yerushalm, says the Gemara, seif seif l'Acherim b'yom ha'neif le'mishkachas lo. You can't have the yom ha'neif. Says the Gemara, "Mashashiyak, you're going to hoisa shana muberes. You had a shana muberes, and the muberes was 30 days. Vibu shana lamigyan. So now you add another chaser to compensate for that. Dal yarcha lebahadi yarcha mishkachas labiyem aneif. Okay, so the Acherim definitely hold that way. Says the Gemara, Omer Alei Rav Acha Bar Ava L'Rava. Acherim in Yonah Otho Ashmina? What were the Acherim doing here at all? The Acherim came and told us a Cheshmin. Anybody could make that Cheshmin. All they had to tell us was, Molei Chaser, Molei Chaser. We know them. We can make the calculation when Yom Tov will come out. Hakamash Malon, Deloi Be'inon, Mitzvah L'Kadesh Al-Pi Re'iyah. They're teaching us a chiddush that you don't need to be mekadesh al pi riyah. There is no mitzvah of kadesh al pi riyah. The literal translation means there is no such mitzvah. You don't. There's no mitzvah of mekadesh al pi riyah, which means we're bound by nothing but cheshbon. That's really what it means. What it means is we make our cheshbon, and it's irrelevant of when the moon is seen, and that's their chiddush. That there is no reckoning at all with the mitzvah kadosh al piri. So clearly, however we're going to explain the Rambam, Acherim are definitely not going with the Rambam. Acherim are saying, forget about Riyah altogether. Now the Gemara states it. The Gemara says clearly that Acherim hold there is no mitzvah kadosh al piri. Now Rav David Soloveitchik in his shir over here is not addressing the Acherim specifically. He's addressing the whole sugya. The fact that the sugya says you can have a molay and a chaser and nira and loy nira shows that the cheshbon prevails. But here the Gemara says it clear, black and white. So some achroinim say, well, this statement of the Gemara that there's no mitzvah l'kadosh al piri is only going on the acherim, which isn't muchach, by the way. The Gemara is just saying that's the kamash malon of the acherim, but everybody could hold that way. The Gemara doesn't say that this is only the opinion of the acherim. The Gemara is saying is the reason why the Acherim throughout Ein Bein Atzeres L'Atzeres was to tell you this idea. The Gemara doesn't say that anybody argues, but you'd have to put that in too. That this concept of Loi Bein and L'Kadosh Al Pi Riyah is only Das Yachid. It's only the Das of the Acherim, and everybody argues. It doesn't help the beginning of the Gemara either, but this is what it says. That's what it seems. The loy, how do you say the word? The loy, not that there's no such thing. That it's not needed. Lo be'ina. Lo be'ina means you don't need to. Right, you don't have to do al pi riyah. You're not limited to riyah. Riyah is never in your way. That's what the word loy be'ina. If you did it, you did it. Bez nas a koyach to be makadosh the chadoshim. But if they did it, they did it. But there's no need to do it. That's what the word, that's what it means, loy bina. So the achroinim, everybody asks from acherim on the Rambam. Because the acherim say clearly, loy bina l'kadosh al piriyah, mitzvah l'kadosh al piriyah. So the answer to that they give is, well, maybe the acherim is a das yochid. But the reason why that's not so simple is because the Gemara itself says that this is a kamash malon de loy bina. The Gemara doesn't say this is only sviril hu l'acherim. The Gemara seems to be saying that this is the Acherim are teaching us. Inadvertently, the Acherim are teaching us this. Doesn't say anybody argues with the Acherim. No, that's what he says. It's a milsa de tmiya. It's a milsa de tmiya to people because, again, the Cheshbon is supposed to play along with the Moilet. The Cheshbon is not stamped in the Velta, right? So if the Cheshbon is going to be so off from the Moilet, you saw Rashi said earlier. One day people don't bother. What's why people don't bother? They say it's a cheshbon. I'm talking about the first part of the Gemara, where the Gemara says they saw the Moilet, and people realize that Bezdin is a day off, but that they don't worry about. What does it mean, loy meganani? How will they explain it? People are concerned about Moilet even when you're being mekadesh al pi cheshbon, that it shouldn't be way off. If people see that the Moilet comes in and you wait a day, another day, no Rish Chedesh, that's modna to people. If people see you makadish, there's a new month, no moilet. Another day goes by, no moilet. That's modna to people. It's meganani. It's not a shayla of people are asking akash and halacha. It's meganani. What? It means that you're doing a milsa to me. A bezin is doing something which will cause people to question. People will say, somebody made a mistake here with the cheshbon. It puts a negative view of Klal Yisrael on the Chodesh.
As we go on, we'll see how important that is. Is this like a Maris Ayin? Is this Zilusa de Vedina? But simply reading it's a Zilusa de Vedina. People are going to be Meranin. Now it depends how far it goes. People be Meranin, so they won't be Machshevet. They won't be Machshevet, they come to be Mechal Yomtev too. It depends how far it goes. Comes with David, and he says as follows, I'll just read part of it to you. Mikola Sugya Ile, from the entire Sugya, see he's stressing, it's nothing not after the Acherim. Mikola Sugya Ile, the Yesh Koyach L'Chachomim La'aber Achoydesh U'L'Kadshoy Kirtzoynim. The Chachomim have the ability to decide when they're going to make the month an extra day, and when they're going to decide to make the month a chasim. Upam moisim chasim, upam mole. V'soviv zeh soivivim kol cheshbeinis hasugim. V'hikshe moron zal. The begimorah shoshana, toni. Yochol k'shem shem ma'abu mes hashana, kach ma'abu mes hachodesh. You would think Bezin has a right to make a month longer if they please. Tamu loy ma'achodesh hazeh lochem, kozeh, re'eh, v'kadesh. You have to do it accordingly. Umefarish l'rova dimroitzim lasis chodesh chosam mole muter mishum da'oz tira levana koydem reish chodesh v'shapem makayim re'ei v'arakach kadesh aval umroitzim l'chasar chodesh u'lakad shebi'im lamed koydem shetira levana zei yevsha that they can't do mishum de'be'inon re'ei v'arakach kadesh. You need to have re'ei v'arakach kadesh. He says, "V'tzorach yin misugyon, the mevur the efsher af lachaser chadoshim kitzayin chachamim. It's mashma chachamim could do what they please. The ain toli b'chiyah klal uklal. Citing of the levana is not relevant. It's up to the chachamim to decide. So the chachamim can have a total disconnect from the moilut. And Reb David is asking, this is a contradiction with the sugya." V'ayinoi b'Rambam, shemefarsh b'yush achar b'gemara over there. He says it doesn't make a difference. Ein lebezin lasis kiltzaynim. Bezin has no right. So he says as follows. V'omar moron zal, he says the Brisker Rav explained that if you look in the Rambam perik yudcher, soilim midvarov, da'afol gav de'bistam bein an edim, ve'im mekatshim chodoshim al apiviyah. So David, he brings your case, mikol mokum im ira. Sheyesh ovim berakia, if there are clouds, the yitochim shiva came chodesh, acha chodesh, b'zeh ma'abrim oy mechaslim lufi acheshben sheyesh b'yad chachomim. Right? There the chachomim could do what they want. Ve'ein mekadshim the kiddush urak al piriyah, avu b'mokam dein riyah, gam ken koivim chodesh chorim oy mole lufi acheshben. So basically his answer is like this. It is possible to have Cheshbon, even in the time when the Beis Hamikdash was around. So Cheshbon wasn't just a historical change. Cheshbon is always in Bezdin's pocket. Bezdin has another way to work out the months. And that's a pocket. They have in their pocket, they have a Cheshbon. So if, when the Beis Hamikdash is around, then they're bound. They have to do it by seeing the Levana. They can't on their own take out a calendar and say, this is when it should be. However, if Bezdin doesn't see the Levana, for whatever reason, the weather related, whatever it is. So now Bezdin is stuck. So now Bezdin has a right to do what they please in that regard. That's basically the you said it was called. And then it has the same din as it has today. Just like the Rambam says clearly that Bizman Azeh, Bezdin has the right to be Mekadosh al-Pi Cheshbon. So too Bizman Abayis, if the Levana was not available, then they had a right to be Mekadosh al-Pi Cheshbon. That's basically his tenets. The problem is that our whole sugya doesn't even open up the door bechlal to this concept. That we're talking about a case where there's no levana, they can't see it. The whole thing sounds, it doesn't answer acherim for sure not. The Brisker Rav's approach definitely doesn't answer acherim, which clearly say, loy bein in l'kadosh al piriyah. Clearly the acherim are teaching me that even though you have the levana, you don't have to do it. Clearly not like the Rambam. That's number one. But even our sugi, you have to dre, you have to make a whole ukimta which is not found in the sugi. To make such an ukimta. The Gemara's mashma, everything is draying around cheshbon. Cheshbon, cheshbon. We make calculations. And the big problem is that calculations shouldn't play a role, bizman when they were makadosh al piriyah.
So, in order to get a little bit of a better understanding here, I want to just briefly bring you to another sugya in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, in the third parak, the Gemara deals with the Mishnah there, Re'u Bezin V'chol Yisrael. Right? Re'u Bezin V'chol Yisrael. The Mishnah says that lo yispiku lo yimam makudish ad shechashecha, reizem uber. Basically, two Edom came to Bezin. They told Bezin that they saw the Levana, and Bezin got delayed from within, administratively. There was a delay in the Bezin. They couldn't get a chance to say the words makudish until it got dark. So the month becomes an Iber. Becomes an Uber. And the Gemara goes through a whole cheshbon. Why aren't we Mekadosh Balayla? The Gemara goes through a whole cheshbon. But anyway, that's the halacha. So the Mishnah basically paskins that if Edom come and they said to Edis when they saw the Levana, so really you're bound to be Mekadosh that day. But if it gets delayed, it becomes a Chodesh Mubar. Clearly you see that retroactively you can't be Mekadosh the Chodesh, because then there'd be a simple solution. Get up the next morning and say, yesterday was Rosh Chodesh. In other words, we know we had the Edim yesterday. We were Makabal the Edis already. The Edis were already Makubal and Bezdin. The only thing that got delayed is Bezdin saying the words, Makudish HaChodesh. So now wake up the next morning and Makadish the Chodesh retroactively. So all the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all say from this sugya you see that Kiddush doesn't work retroactively. Bezdin can only work forward. They can't work backwards. Because if they can work backwards, it's never an issue. Now the Rambam comes in Perek Gimel Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, and he says very interestingly, he says, Bezdin sheyoshvu kol yom shloshim, v'lo bo Edom. Edom didn't come. So as far as we're concerned, there was no Levon. Halachically, there was no Levon. Because we have no Edom that tell us about a Levon. Says the Rambam, Ibu HaChodesh, the month becomes, now, the last month becomes a day longer. It goes from being a 29-day month to being a 30-day month. And now, Acha arbo chamisha yom in bo Edom. Ve'idu shiro was HaChodesh bizmanei. And now Edom come and they say, no, we saw the Levana on the 30th day. So really, Rosh Chodesh should have been on day 30. Shehu Leil Shloshim. He says, the halacha is, what's the Rambam? Ma'ayim in aleim im gadol. He says, we try to get these Edom off track. Because these Edom are messing up our cheshbon. We were Makadosh now, the month, without seeing the moon. We made it into a mole. Like we would do with a cheshbon. Without any seeing the Levana. So the Rambam says, now these two Edom are troublemakers. They're not helping us, they're going against what we did. So the Rambam says, we try to disqualify them. My ben aleihem bebdikes medaktikim beedis. Umishtadlin bezdin, umatrichin aleihem bebdikes shelo yikodesh chodesh zeh hoyo v'yotzah shmoy mover. We're trying to get them. But then the Rambam says, what happens against the wall? The edus of the edim ends up being accurate. He says, however, v'im omdu edim beedus, if the edim remain steadfast in the edus, v'nim tzomichu venus, and the Edus is correct. He says, Va'areo Edim Anoshim Yiduim Unuvainim. They're kosher Edim. Mikad Shemoisoi. V'choizrim Umoinim Lo'oisei Chodesh Miyem Shloshim. Hoyil V'nira Yorech Baleiloi. We go and we go retroactively. And we're Mekadosh the Chodesh L'mafreya Bezman. So according to the Rambam, you can have a month that switches. He says, even if they come at the end of the month. So you can have a Chodesh that transformed at day 28, that transformed that now it's day 27. At day 29, actually. Right? It is what it is. You let them know. The Rambam continues. He says, you let them know. That's what you do. Oh! Harei Zemuber. That's completely a contradiction with this Rambam. Because why would Bezdin ever have to go ahead the next day and be Ma'abah the month? They had Edus. And here it's better. Here, Beis Din could just say, Rabbi said, we're not making it Rosh Chodesh. The Chodesh is yesterday. Yet the Mishnah says you don't do that. So this is a kasha that the Rishonim already ask in the Rambam. The Rashba says here as follows. V'tma'ani ala Rambam. How could the Rambam say that it works to Mafreya? Masitin kosher li ala tuva. He says that the Mishnah doesn't work. He says because the machal Mafreya. That's his kasha. That's the kasha of the Rashba. There's other kashas on the Rambam, but that's the simple question. So what do you see? How do you answer this Rambam from the Rishonim's kasha? I think what we see from the Rambam is very simple. Without the Rambam, we would understand that there are two ways to be Mekadosh the new month. Either it's through Riyah, or it's through Cheshbon. Those are the two options. Right? That's without the Rambam. Right? But after we have the Rambam is telling us there's three categories. There's a category where you Mekadosh Al-Pi Riyah, right? But that's cool, still, that's Mamish Al-Pi Beis Din. Beis Din listens to the Eidim. And then Mekadosh Al-Pi Riyah. Then there's another way to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. Two Eidim come to Beis Din. They tell you they saw the moon. And now it's already in Beis Din. Once Eidim come and say Eidus that they saw the moon, and Beis Din is Makabal Eidus, now it's on Beis Din's lap. Beis Din heard that there's a new Levana. Now Beis Din gets up, and they are attempting to be Mekadosh today, but it got too late. So they say, you know what, it's an Iber month. Right? Harezim Uber. But that's called an Iber Al-Pi Beis Din. That's not Stam an Iber month. Because since Beis Din received the Eidus that there's a new Levana, so now when Beis Din goes ahead and makes a proclamation that it's Rosh Chodesh, that's a Beis Din activated Rosh Chodesh. So you're still being Mekadosh Kazer Eiv Kadesh. It would have been. But now it was done through Beis Din. Now Beis Din has the idea that there was a new moon, and therefore now it happens through the channel of Beis Din. So when the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that if Beis Din didn't see any Levana, now Shemayim kicks in, Kitshu Shemayim, now Shemayim come in a Mekadosh day 31, as Rosh Chodesh, that's only if Beis Din themselves didn't receive the Kabbalas Eidus of the new moon on day 29. But if Beis Din did, then the fact is that Beis Din, it's already in Beis Din's domain. And now Beis Din are being Ma'abar the month today to make it a Mu'uber. But it's through Beis Din. Since it's happening through Beis Din, it's still a Kiyum of the mitzvah of Kazer Eiv Kadesh. There's still a Mekayim a mitzvah of Kazer Eiv Kadesh. Kazer Eiv, you have to see such a Levana and be Mekadesh it. Doesn't say that day that you saw it. It says that when you have the new Levana, it is roy for you to be Mekadosh the new moon. The Rambam says not like that. There's no place anywhere in Shas where it says Kazer Eiv Kadesh. In fact, that's the whole point that the Brisker Rav is bringing, which is that even when they were Mekadosh Al Pi, they were allowed to add a day. Because that's still called Kazer Eiv Kadesh. That's the whole point of the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says you can't be Mechaseret, because by being Mechaseret, then it's not Al Pi Beis Din. Right? Beis Din's not seeing any moon. But the Brisker Rav says, based on the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, that if Beis Din saw a new moon, and they said, you know what, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, that is a Kiyum of Kazer Eiv Kadesh. That's a Kiyum of Kazer Eiv Kadesh. So I believe the Pshat and the Rambam is simple. The Mishnah in the third parak in Rosh Hashanah says, Avada, we don't go retroactively. Because retroactively is the last thing that we're going to do. We will only go retroactively. Some Rishonim hold, retroactive is not an option. It doesn't work. Can't work. It doesn't work. The Rambam says no. Retroactive is an option. But it's an option that you only use if you were mevatel the mitzvah of Kazer Eiv Kadesh. If you weren't Mekadosh the moon, the new month at all, because of default, there were no Eidim, so you were stuck. So the month now automatically rolled over. So that means that Beis Din was not involved. No mitzvah was done through Beis Din. Now two Eidim pop up on day 20, and they say, guys, we saw the moon, and Beis Din tests out the Eidim, and the Eidim are accurate.
Now Bezdin has in front of them the mitzvah of Kazer HaEvekadesh. If you have a mitzvah of Kazer HaEvekadesh, that supersedes, that overrides doing the Kiddush L'mafreya. So the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah of Rehu Bezdin V'chol Yisrael, there you're not being mevatel Kazer HaEvekadesh. Whether you're Mekadesh day 29 or you're Mekadesh day 30, you're not overriding the mitzvah of Kazer HaEvekadesh because it's working through Bezdin. Once the new moon was registered in Bezdin on day 29, so now Bezdin is saying, okay, but since we didn't have enough time to make it today, we're making it tomorrow. That's okay, because it's still being done through Bezdin of Kazer HaEvekadesh. That's the Mishnah in the third parak in Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam says, no, I have another case. Bezdin sat the whole day of day 29. No Eidim came. The month automatically became Mu'ubel. Says the Rambam, in that case, if the month automatically became Mu'ubel, so now it comes out that Bezdin was not Makayim the Mitzvah at all. Now Eidim come down the road and they say, Rabbi Sai, we saw the Chodesh on day 29. So now Bezdin has to go back and renew it. Now here's the chap. Up until this point is very partial. Bezdin has a mitzvah to be Mekadesh the new moon. Period. And according to the Rambam, that's an obligatory mitzvah. They can't rely on Shemayim, they have a mitzvah to do it themselves. That's number one. Number two, if Bezdin does it, even if they do it a mole, but they do it after they saw the new Levana, that's also working through Bezdin. Like the Briskerov says, that's going through Bezdin. That's number two. Number three, the Rambam says, L'mafreya works, but it's only something you do if you mevatel the mitzvah of Kazer HaEvekadesh. I wasn't Mekadesh the moon at all. We have an obligation to be Mekadesh the moon. So if two Eidim come up and tell us they saw the Levana Bizmana, we go back. Now, why don't they go back to day 30? Right? That's very simple. Because there, since there was a Kitshu Shomayim, they can't now, it's like Enis Chalalissa. They can't go now and say, you know what, we're keeping the Reish Chedesh the way Shemayim activated it, but now we're activating it. Because Bezdin can only activate something which wasn't already activated by Shemayim. Okay? So if Bezdin had the Edis on day 29, then they're the activators of day 30. But if Bezdin didn't have the Edis of day 29, Shemayim activated the Din 30. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kfar Kitshu Shemayim. Shemayim does it. Now Bezdin says, oh, but we have Edis now. So now let's be Mekadosh based on us. And now we're going to go back to day 30, which was already Kodesh through Shomayim. It's too late. It was already activated by Shomayim. You can only go to a day that wasn't activated by Shomayim. Shomayim never won Mekadosh day 29. Now I could go back to that day and say, okay, Rabbi Sai, that's Rish Kodesh. It changed. We are now activating a new day that Shemayim didn't activate. Bezdin has no ability to activate a day that was already activated by Shemayim. Because they weren't Kozer E V'Kadesh. Bezdin was only given the ability to give Kedusha to a Choyl. They weren't given, Bezdin was never given the ability to be Mekadesh a day that's already Kodesh. We have a klal in Kol HaShas that you can't make a halos on something that's already existing, pre-existing. So, day 30 already has a pre-existing Kedusha. So now, Bezdin has no ability to go ahead now and to go ahead and take away the Kedusha that Shemayim put here. Also, very good. So if it goes back to 29, we don't have a problem. That's what the Rambam says. That they could do. Bezdin was given the ability, let's get something straight. Bezdin was given the ability to be Mekadosh HaYom Chol. Bezdin has the ability to take a weekday and to make it Rosh Chodesh. That was given to that's in the domain of Bezdin. Bezdin does not have the ability to go to a day that Shemayim was Mekadosh and to say now, we're keeping that day Kodesh, but now it's Kodesh on our part, not on Bezdin, not on Shemayim's part. That they can't do. So to go to the same day that already became Rosh Chodesh from via Shemayim, and now to say, well, now we're transferring it. It's our Kedusha, not Shemayim's Kedusha. They have no koyach. Their whole koyach to override what Shemayim would have done is only if they go ahead now and they mekadosh a day that Shemayim wasn't mekadosh, which is to go to Mafreya. So there, the only option is to go retroactively. So when is the Rambam matter to go retroactively? That's only if you mevatel the mitzvah of Kazerei v'kadesh. But if you were Makayim the mitzvah of Kazerei v'kadesh, then there's no issue. So that's really what we see from that Rambam. The bottom line is what we see from that Rambam is the Yom Re'iyah is not necessarily have to be the Yom of Kiddush in order to be Makayim Kazerei v'kadesh. Does not have to be. As long as Beis Din has a yediyah that there was a moilad, then clearly Beis Din is still being Makayim Kazerei v'kadesh. Now let's go to Acherim for a second. I believe that Acherim, of course, agreed to the mitzvah of Kazerei v'kadesh. Otherwise, there'd be no such thing as being Mechal Shabbos for Edom to come. And to tell me that the Acherim argued with all those Tam Mishnayos without saying anything is not miskabel. Avada, they agree. But they hold that there is a cheshbin that has to be met. Okay? And the cheshbin that has to be met overrides Kazerei v'kadesh. So of course, can match Kazerei v'kadesh with the cheshbin. It's a two-track system. You could match up Kazerei v'kadesh with the cheshbin, avada you do it. The saying is that if the cheshbin conflicts the Kazerei v'kadesh, then it will override it. Then it will override the Kazerei v'kadesh. So as the Acherim are saying, we agree, of course, there's a mitzvah Kazerei v'kadesh. There's no shaila. But there's also a cheshbin that has to be met. The echad molei v'echad chaser that has to be met. That at the end of the year, it has to be that there were six maleim and six chaserim. And if, by us only focusing on the levana, we're going to lose the chaser. Basically, what they're learning is like this. Some Mishanim are learning, listen, the Torah HaKadosh gave you two things. They gave you cheshbin, and they gave you Riyah. Never shall the two meet. Either you're going to have a tkufa where you're going just al pi cheshbin, and then of course the moilad plays no role, other than the fact that we don't want to do something which looks ridiculous. But the moilad plays no role. Or we're going with the moilad, and cheshbin plays no role. Acherim say no. Acherim say no, there's a mitzvah deraisa of Kazerei v'kadesh, of course. But there's also at the same time a cheshbin that was given L'moshe Mesinai, which everybody agrees to. The Rambam, everybody agrees. The question is, when the Baruch Hu gave us the cheshbin, did he and all institute it simultaneously while we have Kazerei v'kadesh? Acherim say yes. Say Acherim, therefore, loy be'inon Kazerei v'kadesh. You don't have to do Kazerei v'kadesh in a case where it's going to conflict the cheshbin. Where it won't conflict the cheshbin, you must. And if you must, you'll have a machal Shabbos to facilitate it. There's a mitzvah deraisim, Kazerei v'kadesh. Just, Beis Din has to take into concern as well the echad molei v'echad chaser. And it doesn't have to be in that order. It could be two maleim in a row, and then you could have two chaserim in a row. But there is an ultimate goal that must be met, which is that you have 6 months that are molei and 6 months that are chaser. And that's basically cheshbon. That's what cheshbon is built on. What's the calendar built on? Six mole, six chosam. So what Acherim are saying is, cheshbon cannot be ignored, even when there's a mitzvah of Kaddish al pi Riyah.
Cheshbon always controls, and Beis Din just has the opportunity sometimes to rubber stamp it.
Beis Din
can never go against it.
But cheshbon is just an accumulative halacha. It has to accumulate by the end of the year. You have this cheshbon. Month to month, Beis Din controls. Using the Riyah, the mitzvah deraisa of Riyah. So long that the Riyah won't mess up the ultimate cheshbon of Molei and Chaser. If the Riyah will fall out of zinc, then you're still bound by cheshbon. Just like the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says that even though there's a din of Kazerei v'kadesh, Beis Din can't be Mekadesh retroactively, Beis Din can't be Mekadesh b'layla. There are rules of Kazerei v'kadesh. Kazerei v'kadesh is not like a wild cowboy. Kazerei v'kadesh doesn't matter what. Kazerei v'kadesh has some
some rules and regulations. So the boundaries are sheish malei v'sheish choser. That's acherim. Acherim come and say, listen, there's a rule, sheish malei v'sheish choser. And now Bezdin regulates it. Bezdin has to see to it that that should happen. Now, based on that happening, Bezdin has a mitzvah, not to throw away the moon, but to work with the moon. And therefore, there's a mitzvah deraisa for Adam to come to Bezdin, even on Shabbos, to give the Bezdin a yedia. It's two different things. For the next, exactly. But they can't do that because they can't have, because they're going to have a problem with the Yom Tov. If it works, if it coincides, it'll work. But the point is, annually you have to have this maskana. So that's the acherim. Now, once we have that, I think everything is miyushiv. The Rambam also holds like that. The Rambam also holds that there's a cheshbon. Whatever the cheshbon is, whether we paskin the cheshbon is you can't have more than eight, whether the cheshbon is you can't have more than four, whether the cheshbon is you can't have more than seven, there is a pre-existing law that limits Bezdin, even in spite of the din of Kazarei v'Kadesh. So the Rambam says that you should know after the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, Kazarei v'Kadesh is out the window, it's only cheshbon. That doesn't mean that while the Beis HaMikdash is standing and we're obligated to have Kazarei v'Kadesh, we still have a cheshbon that works at the same time. So Acherim hold it's a perfect cheshbon. And there are different shittas. What the cheshbon is. Is the cheshbon six? Is the cheshbon eight? Is the, whatever the cheshbon is, that just means that's an outside limitation that Bezdin has. They can't do more than this or less than that. Now within that framework, they still have a mitzvah of Kazarei v'Kadesh. So that answers our sugya. Our sugya goes perfect with the Rambam, goes perfect with all the shittas. There is a pre-existing cheshbon. The acherim hold it's rigid, it's six and six. So they hold the cheshbon is very limiting to how Bezdin could be Makadosh. And the other shittas hold, no. There are other resources other sources that Bezdin could use. They're not limited to six and six. But there is some cheshbon. Let it be seven. Seven and five. Okay, so but now the seven and five has to work out. And even if that's going to ultimately conflict Riyah, then you'll have to use the cheshbon too. The Rambam is only saying that so long that the Beis HaMikdash was around, Riyah had to be on the table. Says the Rambam, once the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, then Riyah's gone. Then we only have cheshbon. The Rambam is saying, so therefore, once the Beis HaMikdash is Chorev, we only use cheshbon. So long as the Beis HaMikdash is around, you have to know these halachas, which is what the Rambam says. As long as the Beis HaMikdash is around, you have to be fluent in the halachas of Riyah, because they're always going to work. So we're coming out, Acherim, the Rambam, the Sugya, everybody agrees, there's a chiv the rice of Kazarei v'Kadesh. On the other hand, there's a cheshbon. The cheshbon limits the Riyah going off on a tangent. So in other words, the Riyah may take you, and let's say every single month became a Malay. Adam didn't come. So you're going to have now 12 months of Malayim. That's unacceptable. Even at the Tkufa of Kazarei v'Kadesh. Even at the Kufa of Kazarei v'Kadesh. Oh, Ra'u Bezdin is talking about him. Obviously, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, the third Perek, is talking about a Tkufa where they were able to go one way or the other. That making this month a Malei Chaser wouldn't affect the Cheshbon. So now we have to go with the laws of Kazarei v'Kadesh. So it's very simple. And really, if you take a step back, it's so much more logical. Because really, the Levana was very complex. They didn't always see the Levana. So it wouldn't be a far-fetched thing that you can have a year went by that they didn't see the Levana. It would come out the whole year is that totally out of line. Terence says, no, there's a cheshbon. And that cheshbon limits the Kazarei v'Kadesh. So Sai, according to the Acherim, so it comes out the way we're learning, the Acherim are not so Acherim, they're not so out the door. The only difference is that they have more of a rigidity. They hold six and six. There's no flexibility as far as not having six and six.
And the others say, no, there is more flexibility. But there always has to be a framework within which we work the Kazera Eva Kadesh. But there is a framework. Okay, we'll stop. Rabbi said, next week, Mitz Hashem, we're going to be doing the next sugya. We'll finish off these couple lines here, but that's really the end of the sugya. We'll be doing Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. It's really a halal sugya, so it's going to be in the Inyan of halal. We're going to go from Daf Yud Amud Aleph to Yud Amud Beis. We'll also talk a little bit about halal on these other holidays, Yom Yerushalayim, Chveis, Yom Atzmaut, these type of things. We're going to go into the sugya also in Sukkah, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. And in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov, Chav Beis, Sif Hei, in the Mogan Avram, and the Mishnah Berurah over there.